thank me, Detective Big Mackey. I'm horny for you.
Shut up! Hey! Hey! Hey!
220. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I wonder if anyone will touch me.
Here's Dan.
It's just a wiener, Bob. Okay, do me a favor. Turn this off. One favor, thanks. Number two, Tom, will you go get TC? Although TC, I think, is listening in the production room. He might hear this and run in here. Thinking that...
Run? He'll
run? I can't wait to see him run.
Well, his version of run.
Okay.
He'll saunter.
In that TC
way. He's already walking in.
Wow.
Oh, look, he's here.
Wow. Squiggy. Well, hello.
Here's the bit. Airtime? Oh. All of a sudden, I learned how to move fast. You need me to do something for you? That might take a little longer.
Ladies and gentlemen, but TC Fleming.
I'm out of breath from running over here.
The world's number one rated intern.
Yes, we're big fans of TC. In fact, he's been signed on the general's payroll. Certainly not in any kind of ownership capacity. Let's not get ridiculous. But
is he working off the whole chair thing?
He was there at the fantasy dispersal draft that we have yet to discuss. And theoretically, we would be discussing here. But we have bigger issues to get to. Things that have held...
News.
We do have news, don't we?
News.
This information has held through the World Series. We have wanted to do this segment for quite some time, but did you want to make any announcement or anything, TC, or do you want me to announce it?
I knew whenever you said bit and didn't want to elaborate further that I should be nervous, but I don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, from...
I knew bit would be about me.
From what we hear... And Jake joins us online, too. Jake is your roommate. He also hosts the Ticket Top 10.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, Jake.
And he's generally a good dude, become very famous for his podcast work and some hot sports opinions he has on space.
I don't know, man. I just think space is super gay.
Well, that took 5 seconds.
We're not making fun of you. I'm just telling. Wow. I'm just laying
accept
out how.
It. Come
how
on,
you,
Jake. Accept it.
So you two guys live together, huh?
How you've become famous. I'm not downplaying that.
You guys take sensitivity training together.
Anyway, according to Jake and others,
sources
have told us that TC, the slovenly, just hair. Just, what do you say? He's like a ravioli?
He's built like a ravioli, yes.
He's a...
That's a compliment.
He's also like this stats nerd, and... I mean,
do
I don't know.
You have to say stats?
There's a lot of stuff about him that's just fascinating, but from what we've heard, you have a girlfriend.
Whoa! What?
Yeah.
Amazing!
An actual...
Another one!
This is not...
Yeah, that's number two.
Like, he's had two in his life.
Right.
He did not pull out a picture out of his wallet that appeared to have been cut out of a magazine and then told us that...
She's modeling in Oklahoma. Shot.
Yeah, she lives in Canada.
And she's not being hailed against her wheel or anything like that?
His last girlfriend has had more girlfriends than he has. Let's just put it that way.
Exactly.
Right. The last girlfriend you had...
You turned her.
Turned to women, right?
Mm-hmm. And I like to go with the Ian Kinsler explanation that it was just uncomfortable for her.
It's just too much.
Physically.
Well.
Oh, my God.
You could think of...
That's what Kinsler told me what happened.
You could think of some possibilities, like Bob used to refer to you as a Saturday Night Live character, and you might have thought that she... By being attracted to you, was attracted to women.
Confused all along.
He thought she was.
I mean, he's kind of a dude, but
right.
Like she was real surprised when
he took
she
his
went
pants
down
off.
There.
Wait a minute!
Hey, you didn't tell me you were a dude.
Is that why you stand up to number one?
That's wildly inaccurate.
Well, tell us about this
girlfriend.
We're,
of course, referencing Pat from Saturday Night Live, if everyone's unclear. Pat. Right?
Tell us about this girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's really nice. She's neat.
Soft.
I like her.
Smells good.
Yeah, does she smell good?
Yeah.
Does she let you touch on that stuff?
So,
when
Jake,
did you get a girlfriend and not report in?
I don't know. I was kind of thinking about... I figured that this would happen eventually, but I was really just hoping to hold out for like a year or something.
A year.
And then just come in and be like, I've had one for a year, and then everyone would be like real impressed.
Or you're like married all of a sudden.
Now, Jake.
What does she look like? Pictures.
Jake, what surprised you more? Like if you would have walked in and seen the whole apartment vacuumed and dusted, or or if you would have seen TC sitting there
making
out with a chick?
No, well, definitely the cleaning part, because the second one happened and the first one still hasn't. So definitely would be more surprised if he took it on his own to clean our house.
Now, what kind of a woman falls in love with a man
like
TC?
Did we get to meet her? Let's see her. What does she look like, TC? Describe her.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? She's got
blind.
What supermodels does she look like?
She was not blessed with the gift of sight. Yeah,
right.
Where'd you meet her?
Barley House.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Was she impressed by your fame?
She claims not to be, but I think that's a lie.
Oh, wow.
How could she not be, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Did beer goggles play a role in this?
No.
At first.
For her.
Then she thought, oh,
now,
what the
TC
hell?
Now, TC doesn't drink, right?
That's correct.
That's a really weird thing, because I felt drinking really helped my dating career when
helped
dating.
Me.
Yeah, I mean, that it helps you lower your standards a little bit, and it also just helps in conversation.
Right.
Just,
yeah.
To be able to talk free and easy
juice.
And all
and
that
And
kind of
most
stuff.
Importantly, it lowers their standards.
Right. Now, does your girlfriend drink?
She'll drink a little bit, but I don't believe was throughout first meeting.
She drinks a lot before they make out, though. Yeah, it's kind of
nah, man.
Helps
she
her get through
me.
It. Yeah?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Pretty
really,
neat.
I don't really
Megan?
Know all that much about their relationship because we have different schedules. And I don't hang out there when they're there all that much, but I can surmise from the way that he's interacted with girls that I've had around pretty much what it's like. I guess I'll tell you that here. I mean, I think that's the only way we're really gonna. Okay, so if I'm like hanging out at the house with a girl, I was dating this girl for a few months. He would come in and like sit down and hang out, and you know, just three of us sitting there, and that's fine. It's not like I had the swing and the machine mask out or anything. We're just talking. But if you're going to bring up a point and start a conversation piece with, you know, the two of us, let's make sure that it's not something you just read on Smart Football about Brian Kelly's four verticals offense or a development in the Rick Pitino rape story. Like, let's bring up points that the three of us can talk about so that the girl I'm with doesn't, like, you know, glaze over 30 seconds after you enter the room.
Like he'll talk shop or just...
Yeah, I feel like she probably listens to a lot of stuff that... She's just like, what? Why am I hearing about how much you don't like David Newberry or whatever? Like,
that's like, not something I talked about.
Oh, but, I mean, man.
The other thing
she
is,
chooses to be
the
there.
First time
if
I remember
him that much,
me
he wouldn't
that,
be there.
Hold on. Go ahead,
the
Jake.
The first time I remember him telling me that, like, a story about, like, them hanging out was, like, you know, he plays a lot of Madden, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. I used to play a lot of Madden, but you know, chicks don't play video games for the most part. And so he mentioned to me that he had attempted to teach her to play Madden, which
oh,
I
no.
thought was weird.
She asked.
Then he said she asked, which okay, yeah, she was interested in it, whatever. Like, if you were going to teach somebody to play a football video game who's never played video games in their life, you might want to start with, like, how to pass, tackle, snap the ball. He was like, man, I don't know. I was trying to teach her how to read the outside linebacker to throw the points. She just kept throwing picks to, like, the wrong... And I'm like, dude.
She sucks.
I teach her how to read a 3-4 drop zone the first time she played.
Yeah, you kind of got to go X is for run, you know.
She doesn't even know what the green button does.
Right. He's like,
and you're telling her to read
the
safety.
Technique. Yeah.
She doesn't need the green button unless she knows, you know.
Just go ahead and take her shirt off first to get comfortable. And then do you destroy her because... You want her to, you feel that's the best way for her to get better? Or do you
to learn. Maybe beats her like 83-0.
Right.
You're only going to learn this way,
gosh,
honey.
He got a girlfriend, and the first thing he wants to do is teach her Madden.
It's not the
dude,
first
you're not going to keep a girlfriend
gosh.
This way.
That is so awesome.
I warned her. She didn't want to do that.
It's like
but she's
whether
insisting.
The end is scraping or not. It's like, no, dude. Just start slow.
Well, we're very happy for you, TC.
I am too. I want to go on record with that.
Man, I love Jake.
I don't know if I've told you that.
Something we've prayed for a long time.
TC.
Which gives all...
How long has this gone on?
All our people like Groobs hope. If probably TC about... can get a girlfriend, I mean, Groobs, what do you think? You just want to go end it all?
Pretty much.
Like, what's the point? Groobs over here, yeah.
Dan, as you once said, this proves every pot has a lid.
Yep.
You know? There's somebody out there for everyone.
Every
there
is rose a lid has for a every thorn.
Pot. Oh, I got it wrong.
No, you're right.
Dang it.
Every pot has a lid?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a lid for every pot. Okay.
They don't measure it in lids anymore.
That's really the way you want to say it. You don't want to say spread your legs. You want to say spread your legs.
Every rose has its thorn, I think.
I just
Jake,
said that.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Jake.
It's like every cowboy.
There goes Jake. Tune into him on the ticket top 10.
Dude.
TC, all right, man.
All right.
TC with a woman.
No wonder you're more. I mean, it hasn't changed your dressing habits or...
It's confirmed that they work.
Your scrubbing techniques, but other than that, everything is okay.
Yeah, what does she think of your hair?
It validates everything. She thinks
what
it's all
What does she think of that crazy hair?
She's
well,
pro...
got so much hair.
All of it. And so it makes me, you know...
And she's down
want
with
to Twitter
those?
A picture of TC?
Well, yeah, let's get the Twitter
just
out
just for the ladies?
Now,
how's the budget? That's my question.
Now, let's stand up and get those pants, though.
Yeah, what do you guys do for eating?
Stand up and get the whole
ramen
outfit.
Let's have some more ramen,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, did you...
Did what does she do monetarily? How does she
pasta?
Make
pasta? Did you cook her some bacon butter pasta?
She works at like a...
Yeah, here's meat. Here's a slab of meat, honey.
Here's a roll of bacon.
Where does
soaked
she work?
In butter.
She has a job? She makes money?
Yeah.
She doesn't rely on you?
That's correct.
Opulence.
All right, it's 2:30. Good luck, TC. Don't blow this one.
Thanks.
Oh, please. Hey, let's get him in the celebrity split game. How about that?
All right, is any other radio show in the world going to go from Mark Cuban possibly buying an NHL franchise to TC's girlfriend
yeah?
right into Cam Newton?
Probably.
Can it be done? Find out.